sojourn got lost inside my maze. And since time is never linear and all things are never the same, as they alter in one's memory,
crazy currents of
light.
Except that they're actually light beams.
You mean that they're an absence of light beams?
No, I mean that they're some sort of bent kind of light beams.
So then they're not currents.
Currents as in a stream of
light.
Something like that.
Streams, currents, who cares? Everything about the sea is
magic.
I took my ring off and he held it in his hand. We talked for hours during our watches about diamonds. How they sparkle. Facets. The more facets, the more sparkle, he'd say. The more facets in the diamond, the more beautiful the diamond. Facets to a person, I remember him saying.
Thank you.
It's a matter of control. Wanting it instead of having it. Control. Like having them colorized black and white movies and not being able to stop them. After all, dead filmmakers can't speak, and the live ones can't be heard. Control. It's a matter of control, wanting it instead of having it. Control. Control over life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Control. Having it instead of wanting it. Having it. Like having the cup. Like not having the cup. Corporation mixed with cooperation. Now there's a marriage made in Sponsor Heaven, aka Madison Avenue. Now that's having some control. Control. Not out at sea. The only thing you can even hope to have some control over is yourself. Yikes. Control. Actually, come to think about it, I've always hated that word. Out at sea, I especially had difficulty controlling my thoughts. At times, that was wonderful. But the old tapes, the endless questions, could find my mind even in the middle of the Atlantic.
Control. Maybe it's not a matter of control. Having life, having liberty, having happiness, having unhappiness.
So instead, I suppose I cowered, afraid of breaking unknown ground, for fear of fear, and so on, in the end, further mistakes. The unavoidable break, a poor pick, a wrong move, a lesson of love.
I wonder what time would look like if we could actually see it. See time. Imagine not not as clocks or sundials or digital alarms, not looking at time as a measurement per se, no, instead looking at time as life, moments of life, sometimes strung together like a string of pearls, precious pearls, sometimes strung together as a long string of misery. Life, precious life, misery, all moments in and out of sea time. I wonder, is there a judge and jury somewhere checking our every second, counting how many we miss? When we miss out on our mission to polish our soul.
But that was then, and this is now. And that was when, and this is how. Common ground, and keep in mind that it only takes a truly courageous person to refuse to be violent. There is nothing for anyone if there is no peace.
In my time, the UN was the trailblazer in the research and follow-up action about environmental problems, ahead of their time, decades ago. They established UNEP, the United Nations Environment Program. If this organization is still here, support it. If not, revive it. Don't ever forget anything we do in any corner of the globe has impact on the other. On the furthest corner of the globe, just as what we did in our time touches you in your time. I pray that in the year 2000, nations are equally united in the peace as they are in the protection of this marvelous planet.
We live in a world of global warming, rainforest depletion, overpopulation, alcoholism, acid rain, drugs, hunger, homelessness, groundwater contamination, nuclear waste, so much fear. What life expectancy do I have? Do you have? Do our children have?
Do better than us. Leave this place better. Not worse than you found it.
Will we leave enough windows to see the water? Enough huge multi-hulls and splendid boats to sail upon? Enough wheat for dough for enough pizza? Enough ageless music?
Will anyone remember what Social Security is? Will I ever even see it?
And remember always to revere your elders, which will be some of you. So, if there's no Social Security anymore, please, volunteer some hard cash for those old folks so they might live comfortably in their old age.
In the end, we must have a non-nuclear solution to the balance of the world powers. NATO needs a second look. We must protect our children's inheritance, not spend it. And after all, don't they deserve a sight of the sky?